Today on Press TV, Syria says the army has killed a large number of insurgent leaders and field commanders across the country. A large quantity of weapons has also been confiscated in several areas. This as Syrian President Bashar Assad is to make an important speech on Sunday. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister rejects reports that the kingdom's air force is assisting the U.S. in carrying out airstrikes in Yemen. U.S. drone operations in Yemen have increased recently. Washington claims drones target Yemeni militants. However, local officials and eyewitnesses say civilians are the main victims of such attacks. Afghan officials say there's no evidence to prove the involvement of the newly released Afghan prisoners in violence. More than 350 detainees have been released from Bagram prison in recent days. These releases come after U.S. forces handed over control of the facility to the Afghan government last year. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is about to replace some of his cabinet ministers. The reshuffle includes the ministers of Interior and Finance. Morsi says he has discussed the changes with Egypt's prime minister. He added that the shakeup is intended to resolve the country's economic and political problems. Israeli settlers have once again attacked Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. They smashed cars and wrote racist graffiti on the walls of homes in a village near Bethlehem. Many say the surge in settler violence is in line with Israel's current policy of settlement expansion. The leaders of Sudan and South Sudan have met in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa to resolve their differences. The two sides discussed security, oil and border agreements they signed back in September. However, none of these agreements have been properly implemented amid lingering mistrust. Venezuelan lawmakers re-elect the ruling party's Diosdado Cabello as the National Assembly Speaker. The new head can play a key role in the country's political future if President Hugo Chavez's health condition does not improve. There are rising concerns of the president's health after his recent cancer surgery in Cuba. And at least four people have been killed in a shooting incident in the U.S. state of Colorado. U.S. media report that an armed man killed three of four people he was holding hostage in a house in the city of Aurora. One hostage managed to escape the gunman, who was later shot dead by police. That's the latest here on Press TV.